Wyoming Democratic House candidate Ryan Green is a Rock Springs native who brings an interesting background to the race. Green actually works in the energy industry. He is one of two candidates seeking the Democratic nomination to become Wyoming's next congressman. He says he got into the race to help the energy industry recover and to create jobs. Green says you do that by diversifying both within and outside the energy industry.
We literally have an opportunity to be the nation's battery. But we've got to sell the market what it wants. And then I think we need to take it a step further, and we need to begin to diversify Wyoming's economy outside of just the energy industry. You know, the energy industry has been so great to my family and so many families in Wyoming. But really, I think it's unfair to expect one industry to carry the burden all the time. And more industries in Wyoming would help level out these peaks and valleys. You know, and we don't really even have to, you know, do anything new here. We don't have to reinvent the wheel. The states like Ohio and Kentucky have done this. You know, they've been doing this since 1960. These are states that had one industry, and they formed a partnership at the federal, state, and local levels, and they were able to successfully bring their tax dollars back into their states for things like manufacturing and infrastructure, you know, for their exports. And they promote their small businesses. And you're seeing a lot of the big, you know, manufacturers moved in as well. I mean, today, Toyota is manufactured in Kentucky. And a lot of those manufacturing jobs, they pay around $80,000 a year. And I think Wyoming's next congressman could lead that effort.
Mm-hmm. I want to ask you just a little bit about being in this situation. We've had a lot of the Republican candidates come on, and a lot of blame on federal regulations, and I saw that as you came in today that you released a statement saying that it's not necessarily all the regulations' fault.
Yeah, that's true. And just to be clear, I'm not a fan of these regulations. You know, a lot of the other candidates, yeah, they're traveling around the state, and they are using these regulations to really, in my opinion, scare folks. And, you know, coal's not going anywhere. It powers a third of our nation's electricity we get from coal. But we got to take a look at the market. You know, we can't just take a look at these regulations and blame, you know, the president. This is our third bust in 60 years. And we got to be honest, Obama was not the president for all of them. But our regulations don't touch China, and they don't touch Europe. And these are some countries that are, you know, they consume a lot of coal. And China is going to decrease their coal usage by 10% by the end of 2017. So we've got to look at this. And I think, you know, using coal, these regulations really is damaging to the state. And it has, you know, real consequences if we don't talk about the actual, you know, conditions of the market, because that's really the underlying problem. And when we look at this, you know, it's a program called the RE100. And you can find out a lot about it at RE100.org. And this is very critical to understand this, because 58 of the largest companies in the world have taken a pledge to transition to 100% renewable energy. So these are companies like Walmart and Starbucks and Johnson & Johnson, Coca-Cola, Google, Nike. And it's important to understand this, because Wyoming has 1/5 of 1% of the nation's population. So we're never going to drive the demand. You know, we're not going to tell Walmart what kind of energy product they have to build, or to buy. And I don't care who your dad is, or what kind of background you have. The reality is these companies are transitioning to this. Most of them want to have it done by 2020. And so a lot of these candidates that oppose renewable energy, they use Facebook to do it, and it's a renewable platform. So us being on Facebook and shopping at Walmart, you know, buying Starbucks and wearing Nikes, we're all helping this transaction take place. And we need to understand that, because these are the market forces at work.
Ryan Green visiting with us. He's the Democratic candidate for the U.S. House of Representatives. You're talking about this in a state, of course, where We have some Republican legislators that want to tax wind energy more because they think it's affecting coal. How do you get the mindset changed in the state? I mean, you might want to do some work in Washington, but it seems like you got some folks back home here that you need to convince that renewable might be part of this energy mix.
Well, absolutely. And again, you know, I work in the coal industry, you know, it butters my bread. I have skin in the game. And so, of course, I support coal and wood at a federal level. But, you know, again, we've got to look at the market conditions, because I think, you know, the rhetoric gets you elected, but it doesn't do a whole lot of good for the state of Wyoming. And my fear really is that we're going to be in the same place in 2 years, in 4 years, or in 6 years. Now, you know, my heart goes out to those 465 miners that lost their jobs. My heart goes out to the 5,700 oil field workers that lost their job last year. And not to mention, you know, the thousands of people who have been affected, because really it affects all of us. Mm-hmm. It affects the tire shops, the restaurants and the flower shops. All of us feel this when our energy sector is down. So we need to take a look at that market conditions. And really we have an opportunity to put people back to work if we sell the market what it wants.
Do you think in Congress, and looking at our delegation right now, that they have capitalized on maybe getting renewable jobs in our state?
I don't. And I don't believe that the guys that, you know, the next group that's lined up for this is doing a good job of that either. I think we've, you know, we're really holding on to our current market. And I agree with that to a point. But, you know, if we're going to put people back to work and lead this effort, that's really what it boils down to. Do we want to be a part of the growth? Or do we want to watch it pass us by? And, you know, to talk about rolling back regulations and things like that out on the trail, and we're going to roll these back and somehow put people back to work on November 9th, I think is, you know, it's misleading and it's unfair to the voters in the state. It's unfair to the workers.
Talking to some of the candidates about the Affordable Care Act, and I'm curious your thoughts on that. You like it the way it is? Are there reforms you'd like to see?
Yeah, the Affordable Care Act is 6 years old. And, you know, even Democrats are going to tell you it's not perfect. It's far, far, far from perfect. But it is the nation's healthcare system. And for the last 6 years, all we've heard is repeal and replace, repeal and replace, without any replacement solutions. And so I think it's time that we start improving the system. And there's things we can do, especially with this Congress, we can do. You know, why do I pay twice as much for name brand prescription drugs as any other country on earth? You know, why can I get my car insurance from Chicago, Illinois, but I have to get my health insurance from Wyoming? And I think it's time that we end some of the gridlock in Washington to do our job to help the people. You know, we need better health care. And it's time we improve the system. And, you know, it's funny to me because we can't balance a budget. You know, Congress is in such a gridlock. For the last 12 years, we failed to balance a budget, but we found time to vote 62 times on the Affordable Care Act without any results.
Ryan Green, a pleasure. Thank you for stopping by.
Thank you.